You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 174. And today I want to explain how to use the ROCKS method, four simple steps that will blow the doors off your sales and turn your talks into one of your best client magnets. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Profit Amplifier, Melanie Benson. And today I'm actually sharing with you a little behind the scenes video I did for some clients. So you'll hear me actually saying hi to them and welcoming some different people. But I did a video recently on what's called the ROCKS method. It's one of the pieces I teach in my Get Magnetic Messaging program. And I got to tell you, I got so much buzz and questions, and there were so many people wanting to know more about ROCKS method. It all started with one of the elements that I was putting together for the Get Magnetic program on how to create bold influence formulas. And I started realizing that everything I teach in the program was about using these four steps, ROCKS. And so I will unpack what that formula is for you. And here's the real bonus of today's episode. Whether you're doing podcast interviews, you're going and doing online video, you're creating lead magnets or freebies to give away, you're trying to get booked on stages, whatever your marketing is, if you notice that you're not getting people to lean in and want to know more, if you feel like it's not grabbing their attention, if they're not getting the value, if you feel passed by, first of all, I want you to know I get it. I've been in those stages many times, and I've been fortunate enough to be surrounded by some really smart marketers over the years. And what I learned was we have to always incorporate our ROCKS. And what I'm going to share with you today is what these ROCKS are. And as you listen in, I want you to think to yourself, am I thoroughly flushing out my content before I put it out there to incorporate these ROCKS? Or is this something that I've really struggled with mastering? Now, I have a resource that I've been giving to people, which might help you start this journey, which is 17 mistakes that you're making in your interviews and talks that are costing you leads and clients. You can get it at getmagneticmessaging.com/report. This tool is going to point out some of the things that the ROCKS method solves. And what I think would be so valuable for you is to get the downloadable resource, go through it and ask yourself, the last time I did a talk or when I did a podcast interview, or as I'm preparing to do any of these things to get my message out there in a bigger way, do I really know how to connect the dots around this? The ROCKS method is one piece of the formula. I think you're going to find it super handy, almost like a little mantra you say to yourself before you put something out there in the world. Did I use my R, my O, my C, and my S consistently? And that brings up the second piece I really want to bring through in today's episode and this really powerful nugget of wisdom. And that is, everything you do right now is about consistency. You cannot afford to hide out, to pull away. I know it might be tempting because a lot of us are feeling confused about what to do right now in our industry. We don't really know how this pandemic is going to turn out, because we're airing this during the pandemic. And I get it. Like, there's a lot of unknown right now. But what I can tell you without a shadow of doubt is this is the time to really stay consistent with your message. As this shifts and we come out the other side, whatever that's going to look like, you still have to be present to your best clients. And if you stop being consistent, you stop using your ROCKS methods and kind of fall away or get anxious and wonder what people want to hear from you or start changing your message all over the place, you're not going to be visible to your best clients. So remember, ROCK's method is really a way to stay visible, but also magnetic and really compelling as you continue to be you and to share the gifts that you have in the world. So let's get into today's episode. Hey there, it's Melanie Benson, Profit Amplifier, and I have been getting a lot of questions about a post I did yesterday, so I thought I'd come on and unpack that a little bit and help you see how the ROCK's method is going to benefit your marketing process and in how it helps you create magnetic messaging that enrolls your best clients. Hey, web celeb, it's been a long time since I've seen you. So yesterday's post, and if you haven't seen it, you might want to go check it out. I put up an image called the ROCK's method, and then I put the four images afterwards, which unpacked the four different steps of the ROCK's method. And I got a lot of questions about how do I use it, where do I use it, what should we be doing, and so let's talk about it a little bit. So first of all, the ROCK's method is one of the techniques I teach in the Get Magnetic Messaging System, which is where I show people how to craft interviews and talks and speeches that magnetize ideal clients. And I like to basically, if I'm gonna get out there in front of an audience, if I'm gonna be on an interview, I wanna make sure that not only am I delivering massive value and making the show hosts look like $1 million because they invited me, and that the listeners are gonna have great takeaways and actions they can use right away, but I want to also make it my best client attraction system. And so when I use the ROCK's method, what I do is I help people figure out what's missing in their messaging that's causing them to disappear and not be seen by their ideal clients. So I've noticed there's two camps, and maybe you can tell me, hi Marissa, maybe you can tell me which type you think you are. So type one is the person who they're really great at crafting these compelling messages. They pick language that really pulls and draws in ideal clients, and things are easy for them to sell. Hey, Gail. And then the second person is somebody who they really have all this passion and excitement for their offering. They know deep down inside what it is they do and how it's going to help people, but somehow it gets lost between the excitement and interest in their own mind and the words that come out and how they express it to the potential buyer or client, right? So I love to know, which one do you think you are? Do you think you fall into the first camp, or do you see yourself falling into the second camp? Well, when you're in the second camp, that's super frustrating, right? Literally, the ability to enroll people is stunted because you can't quite get the words that people understand why it's so valuable for them. You can literally be talking to someone that you know you are their best solution, and they're like not getting it. Well, in the ROCK's method that I shared in yesterday's post, the ROCK's method is one of the ways to assess and start to add these flourishes and these really valuable languaging techniques that help people understand you are the best logical solution. So here's how it works. First of all, people want to get that you get them. There's this rapport and this energy that gets built when you're using language that describes the problem people are in right now. And so the first piece of the ROCK's method is R, which is relevancy. How relevant is your message to the person who's struggling? Marissa's saying, I'm number one. Great, I can't wait to hear more of your tips there, Marissa. And hello, established. So when you are using relevancy, the words you're picking, the words you're using are heard by your ideal client, and they can feel themselves inside of you. Inside, they can feel their pain in the words that you're saying. And so that relevance is when I'm evaluating a client's messaging and Get Magnetic Messaging, one of the things that I realize is oftentimes they're not using any kind of message or positioning, or even the way they describe their talk or the interview that they're pitching is not relevant and it's not current. And so it kind of falls flat and it just fades into the background as a nice idea, but it's not compelling. So that's really the key to relevance is, are you using language that people go, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I'm dealing with. That's exactly what I'm looking for. Now, the second letter is O in the ROCKS formula and or the ROCKS method. And so in O, we're talking about outcomes. And here is one of the most costly mistakes I see people making when they name things. And by the way, I'm a recovering bad namer. Like I used to name things and people would be like, okay, that's nice, but I don't get it. And what happens is we name things or we describe things and we get caught up in the features and not really connecting the benefits and the outcomes for the person who's evaluating whether or not they're going to invest their time or their email, right? Like anytime somebody is opting in to get a gift or a lead magnet or a resource that's free, they're still investing their email address. They know you're going to email them, or their money. And so the outcome is that you're getting really good at helping people understand what's going to happen when they experience your work, as when they get that freebie, when they tune in and listen to the episode or watch the video, right? So if you're really struggling with getting people to come to you and to want more from you, chances are you're caught up in your how and not spending enough energy explaining and captivating them with what's possible at the end. And benefits sell, features not so much. Okay, so I unpack that a little bit more in the Get Magnetic Messaging, and I'm actually going to talk about that even more. I'm doing a live session tomorrow night for my community. If you would like an invite, let me know. I will be happy to DM you the link to join in on how to use the R and the O together. Now we've got two more letters. The third letter is C. And this one's really, really intriguing. Have you ever noticed that there are certain people in your industry who are really well known and they can put something out and you're like, I don't get it, right? Like it's, you know that what you do is way better, but it's selling like hotcakes. That's because in C, we have the credibility celebrity factor. So celebrity factor basically means someone has so much celebrity presence that they could sell you a cable and your cable's 100 million times better than the cable they're selling, but everybody buys the cable from them because they have this instant rapport and trust because people follow their work, because they have this bond with them as a perceived celebrity. Well, most of us don't have that energy. We don't have celebrity presence. Maybe we don't have that track record of being authority and a trailblazer in your space, but that doesn't mean your work isn't valuable. So you've got to learn how to craft that credibility, celebrity energy for your community. And then last is S, and that's specificity. So specificity basically means that you're able to draw in and magnetize people by using specific examples or using titles and descriptions that have a lot of specificity. And what that does is it draws people in. So instead of saying, my famous goal setting formula, you would say 7 steps that guarantee you'll achieve every goal you set this year. So did you notice the difference? One of them's like, oh, that's interesting, but it's super easy to click away. The other one draws you in and you're like, okay, well, how do I get that? So when you start to use specificity, what happens is you actually are engaging people and wanting more. And it's one of the little subliminal kind of tips to creating titles that enroll people, make them lean in and want more for you. So that's how the ROCKS method works. And I've loved getting all your questions and seeing everybody sharing the post. Thank you. I'm so honored when you do that. And I want to keep answering all your questions. So if you want to join me in my live Q&A on Zoom Thursday, April 2nd, we're going live tomorrow. Just DM me and let me know you'd like an invite. We'll shoot you over the link for that. And if you are not yet connected with me in my community, but you're doing interviews and you want to learn more about the mistakes that are costing you leads and sales, get my 17 mistakes resource at getmagneticmessaging.com/report. All right, thanks for tuning in. I look forward to catching up with you even more in the near future. Bye for now. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.